Welcome to Some Say I'm Gifted, where we teach you the magic of walking in your spiritual gifts and how it can help you navigate this crazy life, and helping you understand that even though we're in this world, we are not of it. So take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, and let's get real.
Hey guys.
Hello.
What are you doing?
Hanging out with you. What are you doing?
Well, me personally, I'm Tess, and this is Some Say I'm Gifted podcast. Did I fool you guys? Did you think it was somebody else?
It was hard. It was hard to tell for a second there.
So, my name's Tess. I'm a part of Some Say I'm Gifted podcast, and the two other parts that make the three of us are Morgan and Danielle. Would you guys like to say hello?
Hello, everyone. I'm Danielle.
Hey, hey, I'm Morgan.
And we're just here chilling, keeping it real, talking about weird stuff, you know, flicking rice at each other. That was not rice, Morgan. That was a booger. That's disgusting.
You're welcome.
I'm going to be sick. You turd. Okay. So we like to shout out at people like, you idiot. No. We like to shout out at people different things. I mean, sometimes I have to restrain Danielle because she calls people the effer, you know.
I've heard her do it.
Them effer. We get that a lot. Like, you know, anyways. So what I would really like to do is shout out some people that, you know, are cool and wonderful and great.
Participate on our social media.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And Danielle's got that list, so I'm going to let her take it from here.
Yes, we are going to shout out Angel Roselle.
What?
Whoop, whoop. Thank you, Angel, for commenting and engaging with us. We appreciate you. Love you. Thank you.
I love her, but, you know, I call her Froggy.
Froggy.
Yes, you want
to
know why?
I would love to know why.
We were at a gathering, mm-hmm. and it was then everybody was gone but gypsies, okay? Because a lot of people come to gatherings that aren't gypsies, right? We were sitting at my mom's table at her house, the one with the big picture window, right? And we decided it had been a rough day. Mm-hmm. The cat had died.
Oh, Do you remember that one? Yeah, it was a rough day.
It was a rough one. I feel like you were there. I think you had walked in the other room because I know Lily was there, okay? And we were all like, son of... We got another day of this. You know what I mean? And it's probably 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. Chuck was there. Brenda was there, my mom's best friend. And mom said, I've had enough. She goes over and gets a bottle of Don Julio tequila.
Okay.
My mother did not drink tequila, especially, I mean, she did, but it slowed down after.
Got it.
So she gets it, and next thing I know, you know those little red Solo cups that are shot glasses? Mm-hmm. She has about 10 of them lined up.
Oh gosh.
And she gets, I'm like, when did you start working at Coyote Ugly, you know? And she passes them out, and we're sitting at her table, and I am so exhausted, and Angel, where's mine? I'm like, damn, Froggy, I don't know.
And we all, I remember that. Remember? I was there. So,
yeah. Yeah. She was, just kind of came out.
I could so see her doing
it. I don't know if she, because she just like came out of, you know how the kitchen was right
there? Yep.
I don't know if she came out of the kitchen, but we were all sitting there and we were like getting ready to take a shot. She just like popped, where's my?
Yeah. Oh my god.
Thank you for interacting, Angel. We love you.
Yes, Angel.
We miss you. We wish we could see you more. Maybe not so much with the tequila. Because we know what that does to you.
Leave the tequila at home.
Yes. No, we still love you.
We'd love you.
Yes, but if you're wondering if this is the first time you're ever listening, lucky you. But if you're wondering what we're talking about on all of our platforms that we perform. I feel like when people say find me on all the platforms for me to perform. Yeah. You know, yeah. I mean, absolutely, but TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Not YouTube as much, but the other, we all post. We every Mondays, Wednesdays, Tuesdays, Fridays, happy days.
All the days.
And we do post that we like to have you interact with. So always, if you want to be shout it out to that, holler or whatever, or interact, whatever you want to call it. Because we dig it, and we hope you do too, and we love you guys. So anyways, okay, today's episode is going to be so much fun. Let me know. The name of this episode is When Misfortune Befalls Your Foes. That was really hard for me to say because I wanted to, will you please leave us in here? Mm-hmm. It was so hard because I was trying not to say, don't say when misfortune falls on your hose or balls on your hose.
Oh, so, that is hard.
That was really hard because I don't, you know, mm-hmm. Okay. I don't speak like I'm in Middle Earth, but whatever.
Yeah, sorry, I named the episode.
Even though it's my idea, she was like, this is where we're going to do that.
Sorry. Or you could change it.
No,
yeah, it's not. Okay. My bad.
We're just having a whole time over here. So, bear with us.
It's about that time of the day. So, what does that mean? When trouble befalls your foes. When bad shit happens to people that you don't necessarily like. Okay, let's just cut to the chase here. When things happen to people that you might not be on your top 10 favorite people list. Okay? Now, let me just speak from my own experience because I don't want to tell people what to do. That's not, I know that that's hard for you all to believe that I don't, but I really don't like telling people what to do. I'm just telling you my experience and how it works out. Okay. I try my darndest not to hate people. I really can mislike the crap out of them, but I don't hate because God called us not to hate, but to love. Does that mean I have to have them in my life? No, but some people I don't have a choice. Right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Some peckerheads I have to have in my life. And I don't want to. I don't want to deal with them. I mean, I don't care if they... I'm not trying to say I wish them harm. I don't wish that they died. I just don't want them to bother me. Yeah. Or the people... It's not me as much as it is the people that I love. Don't mess around with them because I will start swinging and, you know... I might not have good aim, but I might. You never know, right? So what happens when bad things happen to those people? How are we supposed to react? I recently had a situation where something happened to someone that I'm not, like, begging to hang out with. And it was bad. It was real, real bad, right? And I didn't know how to handle it because part of me felt extremely horrible because the situation was bad. And it's okay to talk about, I think. I'm not going to say names, but someone that I'm not, like, best buds with or whatever was diagnosed with cancer, which is effing horrible. I had cancer. I would not wish it on anyone ever, never. It's the worst. It terrorizes your life and your body. It's horrible, right? I mean, it's not, you don't want it, right?
Yeah.
You don't want anybody to have it. Like, I wish we could kill all cancer ever and never have it again, right? So, this person was diagnosed, and I didn't know what emotion I should have. Does that make sense? Have y'all ever been there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been there a couple times.
I have a bunch of books, huh? Go ahead.
I don't know that, I can't, I have a horrible memory, so I can't think of a specific instance, but I do know that, like, when you're a kid and your sibling gets in trouble, you get a little bit like, it wasn't me. And like, there's like a, some kids have a little bit of joy when their other cousin or brother or somebody gets.
Did you have that?
I did have a little bit of that with my brother, but my brother was an asshole sometimes. So, to me, so.
Really? I didn't have that ever. Like, I would be like, I would tattle and they would get in trouble. Like, no, actually it was my fault. So they wouldn't get in trouble. Like, it was a weird kid. What about you, Danielle?
Yeah, I think I can, like, relate more to it in, like, when I was younger and, like, there were people that I just didn't like friend-wise, yeah. I guess. And they would, something would happen, mm-hmm. you know, like, they would get in trouble or, like, get on Reddit or whatever. And there was a little bit of, like, but also then the guilt of, like, I shouldn't feel that way because that's really bad. And I, you know, I feel bad for them, but also at the same time, like, I don't really like that person, so... You know, I guess to each his own, but you shouldn't feel that way.
No.
So, you know?
No.
You shouldn't feel that way.
I mean, God's word says, do not seek revenge for it is mine. And that to me is enough. let me rephrase it. There's times in my life when it's not been enough. I'm like, run it now, because that person's horrible, right? But in this particular situation, I didn't know how to be. And I said to my husband, this is very hard for me. I don't want them to have cancer. I don't want them to have to go through that. I don't want anybody to ever have to go. It's not just them. I don't want anybody. This is horrible. This is horrible. This is horrible. This is horrible. But at the same time, is this what they sowed? Are they reaping what they sowed? Or, as in some other people believe, is this their karma? Mm-hmm.
Is it up to us to...
That's not... I mean, I think, to me, I feel like it's one of those things, like, it's a judgment thing and it's not your place to say.
Right. Yeah.
So what do you do? Do you all know what to do? What would be your go-to... Okay, Morgan. Let's say we were enemies, like arch nemesis.
I think we should stay frenemies, like we are.
I need you to...
Hypothetically.
Oh, hypothetically. Sorry.
Okay, let's try this again. Is this thing on? Can you hear me? Okay. Let's for a second pretend. If you can do D&D, you can follow me this. Okay. Let's pretend that you and I hate each other. And when we're not supposed to hate, but we really dislike each other. If we, like, say Danielle goes, hey, I'm going to go get coffee and go. And then you're like, yeah. And she's like, oh, by the way, Tess is going to be there.
I'm not going.
Oh, come on. You can do just one cup of coffee, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, I'll go.
Okay, can I put poison in her coffee?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So we go, we meet for coffee, and I tell you, I have cancer. How do you feel?
I felt... immediately sad. I did.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, immediately you're like, fuck.
Yeah, and guilty for hating you.
Guilty for hating, right?
Yep.
But almost like, did I cause this? Right?
Mm.
So I was going through that a little bit.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what to do. I know this sounds crazy, but I washed my hands over and over. Because I felt, and then I was like, wait a minute. I didn't do this. And I'm not saying I have the power to do that. That's not what I'm getting at. What I'm saying is when someone you care about gets cancer, you're devastated. When someone you don't care about it, you're devastated, but you don't know how to channel that emotion. You don't know what to do with it because it's a very, you know, it's a weird place to be. Mm-hmm. Because you don't want that for anybody. You know the ins and outs of it, especially if you've been there, if you had it, or someone you else. So... your first thought is regret, right?
Yep.
For you. So, Danielle, mm-hmm. same scenario. Mm-hmm. We hate each other. Morgan says, let's get coffee. I tell you, I have cancer. Mm-hmm. Where you at?
Mm-hmm. Well, I automatically think, like, if that was me and that person hated me and it was me that did it, I would want at least a little bit of, like, compassion there. So I would probably feel really bad for them.
Really?
I feel like... because, I mean, I would never wish that on anybody. Even if I hated somebody, I never really want them to, like, experience that amount of, like...
I will say that I think there's an element of the scenario you ran us through, you're telling us in person. And I think that's a lot different than hearing it from somebody else.
Oh, you mean the way... So, my real-life scenario.
Yeah, your real-life scenario wasn't directly from them. They weren't saying, hey, I've got cancer. You heard it from somebody else, and there was a lot of other things going on at the same point.
Yeah.
There's other elements to it. I think when somebody sits down with you and says, I have cancer, it doesn't matter who they are. That person is telling you that, mm-hmm. and there's a connection there. It's genuine. They're opening up to you. It's probably a look in their eyes that is seeking something from you. There's some sort of intimacy within that that you don't have in your situation.
Yeah. Thanks for trying to make me feel better. But let's.
I'm not trying to make you feel better. Because if it was somebody and I heard it from somebody else, I think I would have a different, like.
Like if it was through the grapevine.
I think initially you almost have a haughtiness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, especially on the day that I heard this, I had just gotten a buttload of good news for my own life. Literally on the phone with Morgan doing that through the house, and I went,
yeah, I was on the phone with you when you got the news.
Yeah. Wow. And I go, let me call you right back. She's like, what? I was like, something's going on in the other room, and I can hear it. Which is really bizarre, and until you meet me and really get to know me, you can hear, you'll know that I'll hear four conversations going on and be in one and be able to tell you what's happening. Mm-hmm. It's really, it.
Yeah, you're the only person that can actually multitask that I know. Say, I don't
I'm just a little sloppy. But that day, I was cooking, I was dancing, I was like, burr, 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 burr. Yeah, and I'm talking to Morgan, she's telling me some stuff, and I'm telling her stuff, and we're talking about wonderful, positive things in our life. Yada, yada, yada.
I wish y'all could see the dance that's happening right now.
This is what I'm doing in my kitchen, right? And y'all see my kitchen. I've got that big bar. The bar that's like that. And I'm sitting right there. And the next thing, and I'm like, what? And I'm like, let me call you back. So I'm texting her like, I just saw they're in the other room, and I think somebody's got cancer. And all I got back was, what? My husband comes in. I'm like, did I just hear somebody in the other room tell you that somebody else has cancer? And he went, yeah. And I went, why didn't they tell me that? And I went, because I've been on the phone all damn day handling business, like the business that I run and other business and this and that and yada, yada, yada. And things have been broken and set free, and that was the beginning of a new movement in my life. Everything was great, and I felt so bad for being happy. Not because I wasn't happy that this other person was diagnosed with cancer.
You're happy with your own life.
I was happy for myself, and I'm not saying I go around being like, oh, well, it's me.
No, it's not me. Just an extra level. It's very
rare that I get to that level of excitement for my personal life. Yeah. Like, I get excited for my kids. I get happy for my kids and my stepkids and my husband. And when they accomplish things, but I don't get to, I'm not trying to make myself sound like, oh, but like, for me to accomplish things takes so much more effort.
Yeah.
No.
Because you have to I'm a mom and I run a business, and it's,
and I feel like you put yourself so much into all these other things that it's hard to then look at yourself and go, okay, when am I going to be able to fill my own cup?
Yeah, it's a percentages game. You give almost 98% to everybody else, and all you got is 2%. So it takes so much longer to build up with 2%.
Absolutely. So I was just ecstatic, and then I'm like, oh. And I don't want anybody to think anything less, but I found out that my husband's ex-wife had cancer. Listen, I don't hate the woman. I really don't. I am, and it's going to sound really, it's probably going to sound more fucked up. Please don't think less of me, but hear me out. I am so thankful that her marriage didn't work with my husband, because he is made for me. Like, we are so different and yet so much alike that I'm so thankful. Praise God. Thank you, God. Thank you for keeping our marriage safe and happy and all this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But if he would have gone through what he went through with his ex, he and I wouldn't have been good for each other. Does that make sense? Just like what I went through with my ex-husband, if I hadn't gone through it, I wouldn't have appreciated my husband now, right? For sure. So we were like, I'm dancing in my head, and I'm going, what? And it was his child that told him. And I was automatically, like somebody punched me in the gut for his ex and the child.
Yeah. That's what, when you texted me, I was like, oh my God, those poor kids. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and having they were just kind of like, by the way, I got cancer, check you later. Mm. And the kids were like, didn't know what to do. So I said, can I talk to them? And I said, come here. So why didn't you tell me? They said, you were on the phone. I said, anytime you have something like that, you do what my kids go. Mom, I know you got phone calls. I know you got clients. I know you got this going on, but I need to talk to you. Because I work from home, I don't go to an office from 9 to 5. So a lot of the time I'll be doing something and there'll be kids in the background, and that's just unfortunately how it works. But it's in my way, it's fortunate because I can be there.
Yeah.
My stepdaughter was like, I didn't know how to tell you. I said, it's fine. You just tell me, just like you told your dad. I said, so what kind is it? And she's like, I don't know. And she said, but it's a girl kind.
Oh.
And I went, okay. She goes, and I think I can get it. And I went, that doesn't mean you can get it. I said, because I had cancer of the blood, and everybody's got blood. My boys ain't got it. You know what I mean? Like, I was making it very, very much
understandable.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and that's what kids need, you know? And then I said, anytime you need, I'm so sorry. We, your father and I, will make sure that no matter what, you all are always taken care of. And we will do whatever we can for you guys. Okay. And I know that sounds mean, but it's, I will pray for her mom. I said, do you want the gypsies to pray for your mom? She said, sure. I think she thinks that we would pray bad. And I'm like, no, 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 honey. We prayed for people. And she's like, okay, yeah, pray for it. You know? Mm-hmm. And then she said, I just, it's weird. And I said, why don't you text your mom and tell her you told us? Which she did. And say what they want to know. Dad wants to know what kind it is. I said, you don't have to tell her you told me. I don't care. But if you're worried. And she did. And we found out what kind it was. And the survival rate's really high. Not that any cancer is good, but you don't know, it's not. It could be a lot more grim.
Yeah.
And she's already started chemo, from what I understand. But it puts you in an awkward place. Not just me, but the children. Mm-hmm. Because I think she was afraid to tell me because her mom's hates me. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And I'm not saying she hates me because I'm this hot babe. I mean, maybe I am, but that's not probably why she hates. I mean, I can't answer that. That's not my place to answer. But there's definitely, she doesn't like me because I'm with her ex-husband.
You have the life she wanted.
Yeah.
Quote, unquote.
She thought she wanted. But it's not because I'm with Chuck that I have the life. It's because we're together.
Yeah. Right.
If that makes sense.
Right.
So it is really hard. So here's, if you're out there. And you're wondering, well, okay, so you told this crazy, horribly sad story. What the monkey? What if I'm in this, you know? Because I will tell you, like, there's people growing up in the beauty shop, me like, you know what? My ex-husband, he married that hoe. You know that one he left me for? He married her, and they got cancer. Serves them right. You don't know how many times I've heard that. And I'd be like, hey, you about to have a house fall on your ass. You know what I mean? Like, you better hush your mouth, right? So a lot of it inside of me was not fear of like, oh God, don't wish it. But like at the same, I would never do that. So it's a weird place to be. So I called my grandmother who's, 97 years old and loves God. And I said, well, she goes, you hate the sin, love the sinner. I said, I don't think you heard me correctly. You know what I mean? Because I don't really know what the sin is here. She said, well, that's all I can tell you. She said, no, you need to go before God. I said, I've been going before God. She said, not enough. And she was right. I was like, God, I don't know what to do. Tell me what to do. And then the kid walked in there and like, you okay? Is everything good? You know, because like 5 seconds before this, I'm dancing around the kitchen, right? And I'm like, they're telling me this and I'm trying not to grin. I'm not happy, but I just had some wonderful news in my life. So it was a really weird place to be.
Yeah.
So I finally had time to go before God and be, not that I wasn't being honest, but just to be raw and be like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And he said, we love, right? We love, we love, we love, we love. Even when they don't love us and they're not in a place of love, we love. And then we love some more. And you give it to me. And that's what I did. Because I don't have an option, right? Because cancer is a sticky, nasty situation. And also why I told you guys so you guys could pray. And be able to, you know, healing. We don't know what God wants from, like, what the outcome of this will be. But we can just hope and pray that it is healthy and wonderful.
Yeah.
So that's where I was. And praying for hope and happiness. Not just for the kids, but for her.
Yeah.
Because that's what we're called to do.
Yep. Pray for your enemy.
And not be scared of what do I do. Because that's where I was. I was like, I don't know what to do here.
Yeah.
I don't want her to have this. I don't wish this upon her. At all. And there's no but. I don't want anybody to have cancer. How do I show this?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So have you all ever been in a situation where you've been like, I don't want to pray for you. And you want to talk about it, or you just want to nod your head up and down? Because as I told my children on another episode, they can't hear you nodding.
Yes. I know at some point or another I have been in that place. And I feel like... Like, don't judge me for this, but I feel like at some point, if you get that great news, you hear that, and it's somebody that maybe you're not super fond of. Mm-hmm. I think some of those thoughts are like, was this just coming to like destroy my happiness now?
Yeah.
You know, like, is this just like trying to put a damper on my day?
Uh-huh.
And then it turns towards you, and then it's like, okay, well, this isn't an about me thing.
Yeah.
And when you were talking about that, I thought about this sermon that I heard one time, which was, so if you think about like when people are going to adopt a child, there's a mm-hmm. lot of questions that come along with it. Like, are you going to be okay if that child like has a feeding tube, or if they can't walk, or if they're blind or whatever? And they went, well, isn't that what God, like, God doesn't choose us based on whether we have disabilities or not. Like, say there's somebody that's like addicted to pornography, or you know, is cheating on their spouse, or whatever it is. Like, there is nothing that comes between like his love for you, and there's nothing that disqualifies you from getting that love. So why should how you feel about someone else disqualify you from loving them too, you know? So I think there is a little bit of like, well, what about my life and me, and like, how should that affect me because that person hasn't really treated me right? Well, you can't come at it with that, because it should be love regardless.
Yes. And here's something else. My grandmother, because it doesn't actually say in the Bible, hate the sin, love the sinner. It doesn't say that, right? And now I know what she meant. But I think she thought I was further along, which, thank you, Big Mamie, for thinking that of me. But the sin would be how that in particular person treats the kids, treats my husband, even me, and talks about me. It was horrible. Still is. Mm-hmm. So I'm not crazy about that. But I have to love and forgive, because we are only allotted the amount of forgiveness that we give, which is a hard pill to swallow. And I don't think that everybody follows that or does that. But you know what I mean? Like, if I can't love and forgive, then why would I be allotted love and forgiveness?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
For sure. Yeah.
How do you feel, Morgan?
I don't think this for every situation, but I do think that, like, praying for your enemy, or that kind of narrative of that, you pray for them so that they have a better situation,
mm-hmm.
will better your life. If they're in a better place for themselves,
mm-hmm.
it betters your life. Mm-hmm. So, but wishing for worse things to happen to them, hoping somebody gets cancer, hoping bad things, you know.
Oh, God, no. Like, I am not that person.
No.
It's like a fear that people would think that I would, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but why would you want that for somebody else?
Yeah.
It's not going to be beneficial for you. It's not, you know, so... Yeah. Yeah, but them being in a better place for themselves is better for you. So,
right.
Don't be selfish by being selfish.
Yeah. And give them the benefit of the doubt that they never gave you.
Yeah.
So we kind of want to know what you all think, if you've ever been in this kind of situation, right? We want to hear how you feel about this. And have you ever... Or have you... Here's the thing, and this isn't talked about enough either. You wished... And I wish that son of a gun would get cancer, you know? Here's what I can tell you about that. It will come back to you. Tenfold. Is what God's word says.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks. Absolutely sucks. So I want to talk about that for a second too. Is that okay if we talk about that? Have you guys ever been in a situation where you're like, I wish that so and so would, a bird would just fly by and poop on their head? I mean, I've actually wished for that. But I mean, maybe even something worse. Have you ever been in that situation where you, and it's okay, no judgment here, because I will tell you there's been times in my life, especially when I was young and when I wasn't living, I don't want to say right or wrong, but I just wasn't living morally or ethically sound. I guess that's a nice way of putting it, right?
That's a good way. After all these years, you finally found a good way to put
it. Yeah.
It only took me 30 years. I'm giving myself grace because I wasn't an asshole at 10, but you know, whatever.
Well, yeah.
But let's say you, because I've there were several times in my life when I was like, God, I wish that person would just fall off the face of the earth.
I think that's more where I fall, is less like, not that I wish bad things would happen to them, but more like, I want you out of my life. I just want you to go away.
Like disappear. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty bad, Morgan.
Oh.
How would somebody disappear out of your life?
They move.
It ceases to exist?
No, they move.
They move.
They just move.
I don't feel like that's the legitimate answer. I feel like I actually think the real answer is vanish,
mm-hmm.
vamoose,
poof,
decease,
right.
Alive.
Bye.
Yes. Neutralize.
I don't think that's my intent.
Not your intent?
No.
That, when I say I wish somebody would fall off the place of the earth, take a long walk off a short pier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's not the way I come with intent. I just wish, like, I just don't want to deal with you. Like, just go away.
Be gone?
Be gone. Off with your head.
See? We
got there. I feel like mine's more of, I wish that, like, the tables were turned. And, like, they could see.
I wish you were in my shoes.
Yeah, I wish you were in my shoes. I wish you could see what you're doing to me. And, like, if I was doing it to you, like, how that would feel. Or, like, if you could just understand how I'm feeling right now, I wish you felt that. You know what I mean?
Mm.
True. I've been, yes, I know I have wished those things before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I feel like I feel more like I just wish they would understand and something would happen to them so that would make them understand that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what I've...
Okay.
Maybe a time or two.
I mean, no, I'm telling you, there's times that I would be like, you son of a... Especially when it comes to my kids.
Like, if someone comes against your kids or hurts your kids, it's like, you're done.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I think that if we're looking at the whole situation, it's kind of screwed up. It's definitely not cool.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do when you're in that situation? Does anybody know?
You get it really easy.
You give it to God.
You ask for forgiveness. Because we're only given, when is it? The amount of forgiveness we give out. And we forgive them because we are usually only going to be that hurt and mad by somebody that is hurt and mad at us, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Like, they've done something to make us mad or to hurt us. So it's only, we have to give them forgiveness. And that's what's lacking. And I will say that even those that have hurt people that I care about, my children, my stepchildren, my husband, my siblings, my family, whatever, people, you guys, whatever, I forgive them. Because why not? I'm not going to ruin my relationship with Christ because you're a turd.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I've lived that way a really long time, so I try to give forgiveness as much as possible. But to love them is a different thing.
It's harder. It's harder.
It is harder. It's not just harder, but it's more of an action. I can forgive you and put you in the corner. I can forgive you and get you out of my life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's where I feel. Like, mm-hmm. I don't really hold resentment towards people.
I don't either.
Yeah.
But I don't love them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Until this, and I think this is what's going on. And it's made me go, I have to love them, even if I don't like them.
Mm. You can't just...
Doesn't say anything about liking them.
And you can't get this person out of your life.
This is true.
Mm-hmm. You can't set it and forget it. Is there going to be a coming up and a coming up?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard, though.
Yes, it is. It's very hard. So I just ask God for patience. I don't pray for patience. No, no, no. I ask God to give me guidance and knowledge and wisdom and understanding and the ability to show kindness and love when it wasn't shown to, you know, them or to me. Because it needs to be there. And because we deserve to be able to show what we couldn't show. So there's a passage of scripture like that says something along the lines, and we can look it up, but being nice to someone that's mean to you is like heaping hot coals upon your head. Their head, right? It's a funny story. Okay, so I worked at a Christian camp called, I'm not going to say, but I worked at a Christian camp. And it was, you know, they said it was a mission, but it wasn't. It was, if you were coming to this camp, you knew it was a Christian camp. You know, like, it wasn't people like, I wonder what this place is, let's go inside. It was definitely a Christian camp, right? So we were required as counselors to go to mandatory counselor Bible studies. Cool. Whatever. Okay, so I went, and there was an elder woman, right? Not whatever. I don't know how you went. She was retired. And she lived in the community that surrounded this mountainous, outdoorsy camp. And if you're from this area, I'm sure at this point you know what camp I'm talking about. Anyways, she was leading the Bible study, and she read that passage of scripture. She said, actually, if you really know the time, it was a wonderfully kind thing to do to someone to heap hot coals on their head. Because these people would walk around with these like turbans on, and they would carry hot coals, and the more coals they had, they would be able to like heat their home. So it was a wonderful thing. And all these people were like, I get it. Yes, kumbaya. And I went, back here in the tie-dye. like, you totally ruined that scripture for me. I'd be better off thinking that heaping hot coals on their head pissed them off by me being nice to him. She goes, what? No. We have to show love. I said, I'm not disagreeing we have to show love, but I would rather do it to be like, I love you. God told me to love you, and I'm doing that. I'm following the command. And because of that, it's going to piss you off. So deep down, I'm like, okay, kudos to me. Right? And she was like in front of all these other girls that were counselors. You don't understand God's word and God's love. How dare you? We're supposed to be kind to everyone, no matter what. I was like, even people that are drug addicts? She's like, yes. I was like, so you would let a drug addict in your home? No.
So what home are they going to take those
warm coals
to?
Surprise on you, you already have. And I was asked to leave that meeting.
Couldn't take the heat.
I was talking about myself. They thought I was talking about somebody else. I'm not lying. So, yeah. So much for heaping those hot coals. So, there is a passage of scripture, and maybe that's right, and maybe, you know, but at the same time, if I'm not told I have to do this because if I'm left to my own free will, dude, I'm not going to be happy somebody's hurting that I don't like, but I'm not going to love them. And we're called to love. So, I leave you with this, okay? What is a challenge you're going through right now? Or have you wished bad on people? I mean, I'm not saying it's like the worst thing in the world. God knows I've been like, especially, and I'm going to be real honest and open with my ex-husband. There's been a few times that I've banged my head into the wall so I wouldn't have to think about what was going on with him. Not that I wanted him or needed him and loved him. No, my kids had to go with him, and that terrifies me.
Yeah.
You know?
You want the best situation for your kids.
Yes. Yes, I want him to be the best father he can be. I want him to be father of the year.
Right.
That's what my kids deserve. Mm-hmm. So I pray for him, and I do things to let that work. Because so here's the thing. He was horrible to me. He beat me, blah, 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 blah. How do you act in love towards somebody like that, right? So you ask God for that. You say, God, show me what I got to do to show love. You pray for him. I pray every day that he meets a wonderful godly woman that brings him closer to Christ. Every day. Please let man meet somebody that's going to just be good to my boys. Bring him closer to Christ. We've been divorced 13 years. He's had one girlfriend. I pray a lot. And this is where we are. So, you see, you know what I mean? Like, I also pray that he wakes up and sees God's love. And he shows our boys God's love and compassion. Because God knows I've given him chance after chance after chance to be. And it's not my place, right? We've got to. Get to constantly love and give it to God. Yeah. So, yes, let us know. If you're in a situation where you're, like, not happy, they're sick, not sad, they're sick. You know what I mean? Let us know. We want to know. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at Some Say I'm Gifted. You can contact us at somesayimgifted@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook, Tesseray Lee McKittrick. And let us know what you think about this. Anything you girls want to add?
Make sure that you remember what Tess said about you can only give as much or get as much forgiveness as you're willing to give. I think that's a lesson that, like, a lot of people, especially me out there, can need and want and need to have. So I would say if there was one thing you could take away from this episode, for me, that would be number one. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, I agree. Like, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you Thursday.
Love y'all. Bye.